present a concert of unusual music, a group of typical Mexican selections from the days of the Aztecs through the last three centuries. Like the workshop's other musical productions during the past 4 years, tonight's program is experimental in nature. For the most part, this Mexican music bears little relation to the concert hall. It is folk music, primitive ballads and songs and dances of an exotic culture, played on instruments, many of which are wholly strange to our ears. Mexico's foremost composer-conductor, Carlos Chavez, directs the orchestra this evening. Mr. Chavez made his American debut as a guest conductor in a series of concerts with the Columbia Broadcasting Symphony in 1936, and as guest conductor of the New York Philharmonic in 1937. Among his own celebrated compositions, which he introduced at that time, were the Sinfonia India and the Ballet Suite HP. The program opens with music for Aztec instruments of the 16th century, before the days of the Spanish conquest. It is an experimental work by Mr. Chavez called Xochipilli Macuilxochitl, which is the name of the Aztec god of music, the dance, flowers, and love. No records of pre-conquest melodies exist, so the music is not an actual reconstruction, but rather a general impression of how the ancient Aztec music must have sounded. It is based on the result of careful archaeological research into the nature of the Indian instruments, the scale they produced, and their expressive possibilities. The special orchestra for this piece is made up of copies of ancient Aztec instruments and their nearest modern equivalents. Here is the radio premiere of Xochipilli Macuilxochitl, an impression of ancient Aztec music by Carlos Chavez.
Thank you.
Mexican music really means three distinct things. The Indian music of the ancient aborigines, the music of a Spanish or other foreign origin implanted in Mexico, and the production in Mexico of a mixture of these various elements. One of the important types of Mexican music, which has grown out of the Spanish influences, is the huapango. The name itself refers to a type of fiesta. As a class, the huapangos are gay and lively, reflecting the vivacious laughter of the Gulf Coast Mexicans, in contrast to the sober character of their countrymen of the highland and desert. The huapango, which Carlos Chavez and the orchestra brings us now, has been arranged by Jerónimo Baqueiro from the 18th, 19th, and 20th century songs and dances popular in the region of Veracruz. From the huapango, native to the region of Veracruz, Carlos Chavez and the orchestra turned to a set of three widely played Mexican pieces that have grown out of the mixture of foreign and native Indian elements within the country. They are a march, a waltz, and a song, which have become international favorites. All of them represent the fulsome period of the Mexican music before the revolution of 1910. The first is the most popular of Mexican military music, the March of the Zacatecas. The waltz is Club Verde, a musically more interesting brother of the familiar Sobre las Olas, and the song is La Adelita. Thank you. Military march, the March of the Zacatecas, the waltz, Club Verde, and the song, La Adelita. For his concluding selection on this evening's Colombia workshop presentation, Carlos Chavez has chosen another important type of Mexican music, which reflects the fusion of native and foreign elements, the sones mariachi. The term mariachi is thought to be an adaptation of the French word for marriage, and it refers to an instrumental ensemble made up of violins, five-stringed guitar, a small guitar, and either a five-octave harp or clarinet and trumpet. This little band originally took part in wedding festivities, but is now used equally in religious fiestas and many types of outdoor celebrations. As in the huapango, the characteristic music the mariachi plays is called a son. The son mariachi is generally a primitive type of air, which is both sung and danced by the instrumentalists. The verses sung are usually gay and spirited, dealing with some aspect of love. Blas Galindo, a full-blooded Indian from the Mexican state of Jalisco, the native home of the mariachi, has arranged the present group of sones mariachi.
Thank you. With the playing of this group of Sonis Mariachi, arranged by Blasco Lindo, we bring to a close this evening's Columbia Workshop presentation of typical Mexican music. It was played for you by an orchestra of native Mexican instrumentalists under the direction of Carlos Chavez, the same group of gifted musicians who are now playing a series of orchestral concerts at New York's Museum of Modern Art in connection with the current exhibition of 20 Centuries of Mexican Art. Your commentator this evening was Alberto Zalamea. Next Sunday evening at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time, the Columbia Workshop will bring you another unusual production. The first presentation of a half-hour dramatic monologue written especially for the Columbia Workshop by the celebrated English poet W.H. Auden and starring Dame Mae Whitney. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.